It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As large language models, chatbots, agents, and other AI technologies continue to expand in scope and use, there are big questions about regulation.
Some states have considered or passed a variety of laws. Some aim to protect children. Others require notification when a chatbot's doing work or interacting with users, answering your questions in your bank's app, for example.
But there are federal efforts to preempt state regulations. Late last year, the Trump administration issued an executive order requiring the Commerce Department to investigate state regulations. The order threatened to withhold broadband and other funding from states with regulations that were allegedly too burdensome.
Recently, members of Congress from both parties introduced a bill to limit state government from regulating large language models.
And since then, a bipartisan group of more than 200 state lawmakers signed onto a petition against the effort. Five Wisconsin lawmakers joined the petition, four Republicans and a Democrat. We'll hear from two of them now.
Clinton Anderson is a Democratic State Assembly Representative from Beloit, and Adam Nealon is a Republican State Assembly Representative from Pewaukee. I spoke with them earlier this week. I want to ask each of you, let's start with you, Representative Nealon, what led you to sign this petition?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think for right now, Wisconsin needs to be able to regulate AI. I think there are a lot of things that we've been able to do successfully regulating AI, like in elections, AI-generated child sexual abuse material, deep fakes, a lot of things going on that Wisconsin needs to be able to regulate.
And Representative Anderson, same question. What made you want to sign on here?
I think it's a lot of what Representative Nealon talked about. You know, we've had some good progress in Wisconsin on regulating AI, and we haven't had this become a horrible partisan issue yet, and I think we've seen some progress, and we should continue to make that progress.
And I want to talk a little more about the kinds of things you could envision states like Wisconsin doing when it comes to AI regulation. Representative Anderson, or Representative Nealon, gave us a few examples there. What kind of issues, as this technology gets more and more, well, everywhere, what kind of issues do you have your eye on?
Personally, I'm starting to look at the healthcare and insurance space. I think we should really focus on the highest risk and most dangerous things. Representative Nealon touched on a couple of them, but we need to continue to look at the places where this could get out of hand if it's not regulated. And I think healthcare and insurance are probably the next places where I'd like to go.
And Representative Nealon, what's your next frontier?
Well, I was recently named to the AI and Healthcare Study Committee, and I think that's an important place that we look at to regulate. But I also think, like, in terms of just privacy protections, consumer protections, things that are too easy to share online, we need to make sure we're protecting that. We need to make sure that we have certain parameters about what information, confidential information, is being able to be shared through AI and what people are able to take out of that.
In an executive order late last year, the Trump administration aimed to limit state regulations. In part, the order read, quote, "State-by-state regulation by definition creates a patchwork of 50 different regulatory regimes that makes compliance more challenging, particularly for startups," end quote. So Representative Nealon, would allowing every state to have this patchwork hamper the development of a potentially growing industry in the United States?
I agree that a patchwork regulatory framework is not in the best interest of our country or our state. I think we need to have some uniformity. A national framework may eventually make sense, but there are issues that specifically states must put policies out towards, like elections, like different criminal codes. Like, there are things that states are required to regulate that is within our definition of responsibility. And there are things that we need to be able to regulate. And I think while we don't need a patchwork, we also should not be tying the hands of the people closest to these issues at the state level.
And Representative Anderson, what's your reaction to that we don't need a patchwork argument?
I mean, I think I would love to see a federal framework, but the federal government has failed to do that. So it's left up to the states. And I think state governments are where you can really see what policies work and don't work at a smaller scale. That's where, you know, even beyond this policy, this is where you get a lot of ideas for legislation in the session, is looking at what other states have done. So to just over the top preempt us is really going to hamper the development and the testing of these policies to see what works.
And there's a stick here, too, in that Trump administration executive order. If this the litigation task force created by that executive order finds state laws that it doesn't like, says, hey, these are unnecessary, getting in the way of industry, the administration could block things like broadband funding for states and other funding. Representative Anderson, what are your thoughts on that tactic, that stick side of things in this executive order?
I think this is me where Representative Neal and I disagree. I do not think the federal government's been really effective and really good in the last couple of years. So letting them just make an arbitrary decision of what they like and what they don't like, and then holding things like broadband funding hostage is not the way to go. The federal government should be a partner with the state government and not an adversary.
And Representative Nealon, your thoughts on that?
Well, we're not opposed to, again, a federal minimum standard of AI regulation, at least on our side, but the states should have their say. And when it comes to Wisconsin being able to regulate artificial intelligence, I think that's super important to be able to have legislators that have a good knowledge of the state policies to be able to regulate and do it in a way that allows for innovation, but make sure we're protecting the public.
Now that's the White House. Congress, we've seen a bill introduced, and I think that's what this particular petition was in response to. It would set some framework and limit the state's ability to regulate, as I understand it, it gets complicated, to regulate how these AI and chatbot models get trained. So this is getting into the weeds a little bit here, but Representative Nealon, efforts in Congress that you're looking at, that and others, what have you seen that that bugs you and in fact may have made you think about contributing to this petition?
Well, I think there is some valid arguments there in terms of the role the federal government plays. I think my argument is just not to get in the way of the states in terms of doing their regulation, because we've been successful in Wisconsin. I was just out in Missouri visiting family, and there was a news article about how AI in campaign commercials are becoming such a problem. We're not seeing those problems in Wisconsin to that degree, in part because of legislation me and Representative Anderson worked on to make sure that we were able to put some protections in place for political advertising so people aren't able to use AI as freely.
And Representative Anderson, your thoughts on what you've seen in Congress on this issue?
Love for them just to set a good minimum standard of what they think we should be looking at and then letting the states come up with their own solutions. This technology is rapidly evolving. What we knew about AI 3 years ago is not what we know about it now. I think the more we can let states have a crack at it and get a say in what they think makes sense for their states is probably the best solution going forward. And fortunately, some of the folks in Congress are trying to stop that innovation in states like Wisconsin.
We are talking about regulation of AI products, large language models, chatbots, agents, and more, and whether state government should have a role in that regulation. Two state lawmakers are with us who signed onto a petition opposing a bill in Congress that would limit states' abilities to regulate that technology. Adam Nealon, Assembly Republican from Pewaukee, Clinton Anderson, Assembly Democrat from Beloit. Seems like the big question here is, where do we draw the line? What part of this should the feds regulate? What should be left to the states? Representative Anderson, if our members of Congress came to you and said, okay, well, what do you want to see from the federal government? What do you want to see from Congress? What would you tell them? What kind of things do you want to see them tackle in a nationwide framework on AI?
I think we're seeing it already with the European Union. They have taken a model based on risk. So the things that could be most dangerous for us to have AI unregulated, like I said earlier, with healthcare and insurance policy, they also do with financial institutions. Those are where they should be looking at. I think the European Union, because they went first, we've gotten to see what works and what doesn't, and their plan mostly seems to be working. We should probably follow along with them.
And Representative Nealon, how about you? Again, that hypothetical member of the congressional delegation asked for your input on this.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And I think I would say that in terms of Congress's role, what we would love is some frameworks around like commerce and business and making sure there's not patchwork framework from state to state for businesses to operate. However, when you look at like things like the criminal code, election law, or things that the state is required to legislate, things that are separate from the federal government but are specific to the state, I think that's where I would draw the line to make sure we're not regulating every aspect of this, but instead focusing on the nature of commerce and how businesses and people are able to move from one state to another to expand and have uniformity in what the regulatory system is.
All right. Well, let me throw out some for examples, and I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on state versus federal. This could almost be a game show category here. Financial institutions. I'm on my bank's chat feature. I want to know if it's a human or an AI I'm talking about. Is that something that a federal framework could tackle, or is that something that could go state by state? Representative Nealon.
Yeah, that's a good question. And that is one that I would sort towards the like commerce. Like, I think having a federal standard in these issues of like banking, finance, disclosure, all these things, I think makes a lot of sense to have a federal standard. Personally, I would like to see it as more of a carrot approach to allow states to opt in to this framework as opposed to a stick approach where it punishes states that don't opt in. Because I think every state's a little bit different in terms of like what, how they see AI and like how they want to utilize it in different industries. You know, it's going to affect different industries differently. So I think we need to be able to have some flexibility. But in this case, I think it would fall under the bucket of commerce. And I think having a standard regulatory system in place when it comes to business and banking and finance makes a lot of sense.
Representative Anderson, how about mental health care? We're seeing some people turn to chatbots for mental health care. Some states tackling this issue now say, hey, hold on, we license health care providers, but the companies that provide them say, hold on, we're national or international companies. We don't need a patchwork. Representative Anderson, where do you think that regulation should fall?
I would love to just see an outright ban on chatbots for mental health services. I know there's a need and acknowledge that there's a need, but these chatbots aren't foolproof. They're not 100%. And especially when there's not a human touch talking to somebody who's going through crisis, I think we need to have a federal regulation. But if they're arguing that they're nationally regulated, we should do a statewide approach saying, no, you cannot use chatbots for mental health services in the state of Wisconsin.
Representative Nealon, one thing the Trump executive order had mentioned was we have states like Colorado saying, hey, we want to regulate chatbots and other algorithmic things to make sure they're not replicating different forms of discrimination. And the executive order says, hold on, you're putting your finger on the scale here. You're actually putting in potentially discrimination. How do you start to weigh that issue? And is that something states or the federal government should be involved in?
Yeah, I would actually look at it from a different lens in terms of consumer protections, because the honest truth is, people are going to use AI, especially generative AI, for these sensitive type of questions. Like, they are going to ask about their mental health. It doesn't matter if we put a prohibition on a chatbot specifically for mental health. They will just turn to another generative AI like ChatGPT and ask those same questions. So I think we need to recognize that this is part of where we're at. And also look at it from a consumer protections lens in terms of having certain frameworks in place to make sure that information is not able to be shared freely or easily, or people are able to like search your name and find out sensitive information about you. So I think we need to make sure we're looking at it from a consumer protection lens and keeping people safe. And making sure we're not just relying on the company's internal policies to keep sensitive data secure.
Representative Anderson, healthcare has come up. The idea, the concern, I think it's been raised at the state and national levels that, say, your health insurance claim, or it could be a home insurance claim for that matter, it might be reviewed exclusively by some sort of AI algorithm. What would you like to see? Who would you like to see it from when it comes to regulation and transparency there?
You know, I think everything that we're talking about should require a human touch at minimum and disclosures, no matter what the field is. I would still love to see a federal framework that would include these things, but if they're going to fall short, the state should step up and do it. I think we all agree that that's probably where we should go. It doesn't hinder the technology, but it does make sure we have guardrails and protections for those that are using this technology.
All right, now something I got to ask both of you. This technology, as you've both mentioned, is changing so quickly. You know, it's my job to keep up with stuff in the world, and I'm flabbergasted at how much stuff changes, how many new things there are. As a lawmaker, Representative Nealon, who's on a committee on these issues, how do you keep up with this fast-changing technology and all the regulatory issues that it brings up?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that in our job, we need to really have a large network of people that in businesses and things that we're able to connect with and learn how they're handling issues in the field. Because as legislators, as policymakers, as regulators, we can't know everything about everything, right? There are things that we need to learn and things that we need to trust from reputable sources. So I've been regularly touring businesses, having meetings. You know, we're on this committee that's already had toured businesses. So, you know, I think getting out into the world, learning about the real world impacts, I think that's the most important thing because, you know, there's a lot of different perspectives on this issue and it's touching every single industry.
And how about you, Representative Anderson, keeping up with this fast changing technology and issues related to it?
I think a lot of it is, you know, trusting those that are using it right now, similar to what Rep. Nealon said, but also, you know, and we have interns in my office that'll go through and get updates on this. This is a growing topic that people really care about or are interested in. It's tough to know the latest on every single topic, but, you know, also in the Capitol, we have nonpartisan attorneys that can get us information and help us do a 50-state review of what's going on or even figure out the latest that the federal landscape is. So we have a lot of resources at our hands to help us try to stay up to date the best we can.
On a wider note, I'm talking to a Democrat and a Republican. I'm not talking, it sounds like, to a Democrat versus a Republican on this issue. You both sign on to this nationwide bipartisan petition. I want to hear you talk a little bit about, you know, how we can sometimes have bipartisan cooperation, even if you don't agree on anything on big issues like this. Representative Anderson, let's start with you on this one.
Yeah, I think this is one that no matter who you talk to in the Capitol, they probably have some concerns with AI and usage and what we should do with it. Rep. Neal and I have gotten along pretty well in this issue. I think there's probably a ton of things we could argue about and disagree with, but this is a topic we seem to find some general consensus on. We need to do something. We need to make sure it protects the residents of the state of Wisconsin. And I said this earlier, too, it has not become a partisan issue, and I hope we can do the best we can to keep it that way because this technology is growing, it's changing. We need to get a good grasp on it.
And Representative Nealon, what could you do to make sure this doesn't become a partisan split on this important issue?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think so far, like Representative Anderson said, we really haven't seen this become a partisan issue. And I think part of that is because, you know, everybody's kind of in the same boat on this. It's a new technology. We're all kind of learning about generative AI. I mean, when you talk about like artificial intelligence, I mean, it has traces back for, you know, 40, 50 years. But in terms of like where we're at now, it's rapidly changing. And I think all of us, you know, are in this together. And I think that that's one wonderful thing about Wisconsin is, you know, whether we agree or disagree, you know, in our state, all the legislators, we care deeply about this state. You know, we care about the future. We care about our communities. And this is an issue that is going to impact every industry, every community, and every person in Wisconsin. So when the stakes are that high, you got to put away the partisan differences and you know, build some trust with each other because it's going to require regulation. It's going to require us to work together to get something done to protect people from the dangers of AI.
And we'll leave it there. Representative Nealon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Representative Anderson, thanks for being with us.
Yes, no problem.
Adam Nealon is an Assembly Republican from Pewaukee, and Clinton Anderson is an Assembly Democrat from Beloit. They both signed a petition opposing federal efforts that would limit state power to regulate artificial intelligence technologies.
Coming up, Milwaukee's Dancing Grannies take their performance to national July 4th parades in Philadelphia and the nation's capital.
We're excited to bring joy not just to the community, but to the whole nation. We're just giddy. We're so excited.
That's next on WPR News.